This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
McDonald's is offering a new McFlurry, and they are calling it the Grandma McFlurry because it is inspired by grandmas everywhere.
Okay, this could go down a really dark road, but I'm assuming it's not gonna because it's an actual thing.
It's a limited time offering,
okay,
the Grandma McFlurry, and it combines delicious syrup and crunchy candy pieces with vanilla soft serve. So someone went onto TikTok to get a little review of the new Grandma McFlurry, and this is what it sounds like.
It does taste like something grandma would have. It kind of reminds me of the little grandma candies, but better because those aren't good.
I didn't expect it to be so crunchy, but I really like it.
I don't really like caramel, so I wasn't sure what to expect, but it's better than I thought. I'm still an M&M McFlurry girl, though.
Tastes like I put a spoon into my grandma's purse and ate it.
Somebody needs to talk to that guy. Maybe the authorities. I'm not positive.
Phrasing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm reading, so it tastes kind of, I don't know, maybe they can't say Werther's, but they taste kind of like the Werther's candy. Maybe they're not in cahoots with Werther's, so they just kind of make it sound like grandma candy, but I figured that's what it was.
So
I love
butter,
Werther's.
Butterscotch.
They also do the caramel. Yeah, the caramel Werther's. Dude, those are my jam.
Do you keep those in?
I used to, for you know what, now I'm going to swing by Target and get myself a bag. There was a while where I had a bag of Werther's in my car at all times.
My grandma always had Werther's.
They're so delicious.
They're a staple.
No one else likes them?
They are the best.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
I was a little nervous about what you were about to say.
No, have you ever tried the espresso ones too?
Like, no.
They're like the Werther's toffee, but they have like little strips of espresso in it, so it's a little coffee flavor.
I'm in for trying this McFlurry, though. That sounds awesome.
I'm not going to knock it till I try it.
I do have a question, then. Because you know me, I love my Mount Rushmores.
Here we go.
And I contend that the McFlurry... I mean, I'm an Oreo McFlurry guy, but there's other flavors that people like. Obviously, that lady said the M&M. I believe that the McFlurry is definitely in the Mount Rushmore of fast food desserts.
Mm-hmm. Mm. More so than the Blizzard, which it totally ripped off?
Well, there's four spots, so two of them could go. One could go to the Blizzard, and one could go to the McFlurry, if you ask me.
If we only have four spots, there's only one space for a blended candy ice cream treat.
Ooh.
What?
Some fighting words.
I don't know.
Well, what else are we going to put on it?
Well, I would give, I'm not, no offense to the McFlurry, but I think I'm going to give it to the, I would give it to the Blizzard over the McFlurry.
Dude, sometimes the copier is better than the original.
You think so?
Bluey.
Okay, well, here's this.
Bluey's a ripoff of Peppa Pig, and Bluey's better.
A lot of people would agree with that. So, okay, let's do this. We're going to put the McFlurry on.
Okay.
I'm going to pick a different DQ treat.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick.
You're going to go with the parfait?
No, I was going to go with, I don't even, do they still do the Dilly Bar? Do you remember the Dilly Bar back in the day?
Well, how can you argue for something that you don't even know even exists?
I don't know if it's still, but we're talking Mount Rushmore of ever.
Why don't you go with the chocolate dip cone?
Oh, I do love the chocolate dip cone,
because that's
too.
Basically a Dilly Bar, but with
the
soft
cone.
Serve.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
All right, Danny, what are you putting in the fast food Mount Rushmore of desserts?
Yeah, honestly.
Nobody better say the apple pie. That's just silly. Okay. It's not bad. It just doesn't. Wow. Struck a nerve with T-Dog over here.
Apparently. I'm just going to go with the simple vanilla cone from Dairy Queen. Oh, okay. Saucer. I don't like the chocolate. I don't like the cherry necessarily. But anytime that I want like something, just a little treat for myself, I just go get the plain. I mean, it's a me and Lily thing too, because she just loves the vanilla. So we've done it since she was little.
See, I was always a sucker for the vanilla cone over at Burger King.
Ooh.
Do they have a good soft serve?
Yes. Oh. Although I think McDonald's might have the best soft serve when their machine works. All right, Sarah.
Well, I was going to choose the Blizzard, but I feel like I can't because Taryn got so upset about it.
This is not Taryn's Mount Rushmore. You know, all four of the guys on Mount Rushmore are presidents. They're allowed to have four presidents on the Mount Rushmore.
Overlapping.
Yeah, you can have two things that are kind of the same, but from different places.
I will say, and it is limited time, though, but this past St. Patrick's, they got the Shamrock Shake.
Ooh.
Oh, if you like mint, it is phenomenal.
Never had the Shamrock Shake.
Never?
No.
I never have either.
How do you feel about mint? Because I know some people hate the whole mint combo, mint and chocolate combo.
I'm not a huge fan of it. I would try it, but doesn't scratch my itch.
Wait, do you not like Andy's mints? Or like Peppermint Patty?
I mean, I would eat one if it was the only option available to me, but I would prefer something else.
Also, if you're like starving on an island and the only food that was available, that's what you're going with. Okay, that's
yes.
Thank you.
See, I love that flavor.
I'm good with that too.
Okay, there's something I think we've overlooked that we might need to put on it though. Mm. What about the Frosty from Wendy's?
I was about to say the Frosty does definitely deserve some recognition.
I haven't gotten a Frosty in so long though.
The Frosty, the chocolate Frosty. Mm. Like, I don't even know why you would get a vanilla one. Like, it's just, and now I lean towards vanilla over chocolate, but the chocolate Frosty's on a whole other level. It's not even chocolate to me. It's like its own thing.
You know what Lily's been really obsessed with recently? And granted, I guess it's not a fast food one, but it's the Dreamsicle. And I know they do like Dreamsicle flavors like at different places, but yeah, she's been obsessed with the Dreamsicle.
Hmm.
The orange and vanilla flavored thing. And I know they had a Blizzard based on that one time too.
I would rock with that.
Yeah.
Someone said the Burger King Hershey Pie via text at 206-803-ROCK.
I don't think I've ever had one of those either.
They are really freaking good.
What is it like?
Oh, I mean, it's like a little Hershey chocolate pie kind of a thing.
Like, does it have like a...
I'll pull
like
up
a whipped cream on it.
Yeah, like, it's like a creamy. I don't know. I didn't make them. It's been years since I've had one, but I remember it was really good.
It has a fudge drizzle.
Ooh.
With real Hershey's chocolate chips.
I like the way you say it, Sarah. I know this.
Hershey's Sunday pie.
I remember that. I totally remember that.
Yeah, it's really freaking good.
Steve, what was the thing that you always used to argue for? Or maybe it wasn't you, but from Arby's,
the Jamocha Shake.
Yeah.
That is really freaking good, too.
He just got really excited.
But based on Taryn Daly's whole, like, energy over here, I feel like I would go with the Wendy's Frosty before I went with the Jamocha Shake from Arby's. Can't have two chocolate delicious cold things on the same list, after all.
I've never had the Jamocha Shake, so I will not
you
knock it till I try
today
it.
And get
I will.
One.
There's one off the same exit I live off of. I've never been to it.
Have you ever been to an Arby's?
Like twice, maybe in my life. There was one near in Colfax outside of Pullman, and so sometimes on the way home from college, we'd stop there. But I literally think I went there twice. But I'm going to try the Jamocha Shake. I am.
I've seen a lot of people and are all about like trying to like put some respect on the name of Arby's. It's actually very underrated how good their stuff is there.
Well, I need to give it another shot, for
sure.
So
it's like, I want ice cream now. Thanks, guys.
It's okay to have ice cream for breakfast.
Thanks. You guys need to stop talking about ice cream because I want to get it now for breakfast.
Let's go.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.